I thought what we could do today is we could have some fun because I might just pilot, you know, like when they make one of those shows for TV where you make a smaller, cheaper version. And you're like, this is what it could be like if it was on TV. And then some arsehole in a room around a big table goes, needs more. What's the name of that young guy who all the kids love? You know, that up-and-coming actor. And they go, Ryan Reynolds, sir? And they're like, yeah, put him in it. And what about the focus group? And they're like, we're seeing very good numbers, sir, on... we've seen very good numbers on ugly, flat-chested women. Like, right, yeah, put her in the role that had the big tits. There you go. They'll love it. Send it out. Send it out like that. So what I might do is I'm going to do a forthcoming series. It was actually one that, obviously, I'm going to give credit to Richard Lewis for the name here. I always had the joke that the first 30 minutes of By the Numbers, where he would call petty grievances, should just be its own show. In fact... really, shouldn't me and him just do that show instead of By the Numbers if he doesn't want to do CS stuff? The problem is, though, that part of the show is why we can't do By the Numbers, because that made all the dickheads of the internet message Richard Lewis a million times over, so we don't do By the Numbers anymore. But I'm going to do my own series. And what I think I'll do is I already have Thorn versus Block, Thorn versus People, but those are like prepared videos where I've had time, I've put all the evidence together. What I'll do is when just like some drama shit happens, I might just put my stream live, set it all up and just do sort of an impromptu petty grievances. And then it will eventually just go to the VOD on YouTube one day. By the way, other stuff on this channel, like my Q&As, the live views, when I start actually analysing footage, like I'll look at some of the players, actually something I've never done on my channel before. I used to do it for SK Gaming back in 1.6 and people know it was called Fresh Pots. I actually probably will just leave that on this channel. And what I've done is I've put VODs on, but only for subs. So obviously, shout out to everyone who has subbed. You can also watch yesterday's Q&A where I call everyone a cunt. I'll be doing that a lot more, by the way. Don't even worry about that. There's another thing. I don't say that on Twitter. I'll tell you the reason why. Because Twitter taught me a very valuable lesson. If I'll give you, here's a little petty grievance to start out with. I'll show you how the world works. And once you know how the world works, you don't ever have to waste your time wondering anymore. I've cracked it for you. So here's how the world works. People who have leverage, aka power, can wield it and do things that, gasp, shock, horror, people who don't have the same level of leverage and power can't wield. So what happens is, you might know back in the day, I made a whole video about it. It was called Thorn versus the Score Esports, or the Score Esports, still my content. I can't remember what it's called. Basically, I pointed out that because the Score Esports had just taken entire clips, sometimes two or three clips from one video, and just made their video, but then they would just show my clip as though I'd given them permission and put courtesy Thar in on screen. So it was always ever a courtesy to me to steal my content and recycle it and do a new video to a different audience. And then they wouldn't even talk over it or transform it. They would just watch my clip from like an interview with JW or something. And they would steal all my narratives. And so basically, I went through like legal means to get all the language you needed to do copyright strike against them. And if you know the rules of YouTube, if you copyright strike, the person gets that strike against their channel and like the name baseball. Three strikes and your channel's done. They shut your channel down and you lose all your shit. So they had a guy, a nutter, thankfully, weaponized tism. I can appreciate it. Fellow enjoyer, day walker, as some would say. Don't have it as bad as y'all. Got all their strengths, none of their weaknesses, sort of. Some guy actually just went, because I did a tweet, like, has anyone seen any of my clips from Score Esports like on their website? Some guy just made an Excel sheet that was like, all the instances ever, and he calculated and tabulated them all. And it turned out they had 71 videos in which they used my clips and over 100 clips total. So I did 71 copyright strikes. Now, what that meant was they didn't even take them all down. They just took a whole bunch of the videos down immediately. But magically, they didn't delete their channel or suspend it. Already suspicious. Then immediately, the Score Esports was able to counter claim or whatever, and basically I got a message back saying, like, from YouTube saying, like, oh, here's their explanation as to why they're allowed to use the clips, and are you ready? This is the level of cunt they were serving. So they, with their lawyer, replied with a massive thing that explained how actually they were allowed to use my clips under fair use and it was totally fine and that was all okay. And even then said at the end of the thing, even though this would have no effect on YouTube, it was just to be the biggest piece of shit ever. Their lawyer at the end put that I was abusing the DMCA, the Digital Media Copyright and whatever Act, and that I should have my channel revoked and I shouldn't be allowed like to ever use that function again because I'd abused it and illegally used it, which was not even true. And what happened was, even though I submitted my own massive thing, because initially they got immediately undone because they were like, it was fair use. So then I had my legal guy write a massive thing. They redid their videos. Then their guy wrote that one and it said that shit. Now, obviously, there was fuck all that YouTube was able to do to me or would do to me. They would just be a piece of shit, but they're all those videos. I think in the end they might even have just like, I don't even think they ever did private them at that point. I think they just went back live. But here's the thing, they never used one of my videos ever again after that. I took the nuclear option. And you might think to yourself, this is where you'd make a mistake, but isn't all media good, all publicity good? No. Because they were doing it so that what happened is if you typed in, you know, CSGO JW, you weren't going to find Reflections with JW. You'd first see the Score Esports video about JW. You'd click it and you'd watch the juicy clips and you'd never bother watching my video. And I'm literally the esports historian, so fuck that noise. And their staff, you can see it in my videos on my channel, were just repeatedly rude and condescending about people like me and Richard Lewis. That's to steal all our fucking content. By the way, another way you can support me, get some gamer subs. 10% off with the code Thorin, Thorin, at gamersubs.gg. This is Guacamole Gamer Fart 9000. It's just the Russian Badgers version, so it's actually strawberry and lime. So there's precedent one for you. Now, the reason I bring that up is, do you understand? If any of those guys who steal stream clips takes a 1 minute or 30 second clip of my video and I file a DMCA claim against them on YouTube, I will win. They will take it down and they will copyright strike him. Now, you might think, that doesn't make sense. So you just said the Score Esports got away with 71 videos worth of 100 plus infractions, but one little guy does it and he gets instantly banged out because who has the leverage and power in each dynamic? I am a much bigger content creator with 250,000 subs and hundreds of millions of views. So YouTube will go, well, out of these two, I'll side with Thorin on this one. And they'll bash the head in of any little peasant cunt on the scene. But if Thorin is versus the Score Esports who churn out recycled zombie move videos every fucking day that all get like 50 to 100k, three digit numbers basically, that's loads of subs and millions and millions and millions a week, probably, for the Score Esports. So YouTube instead will side with the more powerful one in that debate discussion. They will side with the Score Esports. In the same way as you could actually use real law to sue someone who fucked with you in a way that you couldn't against a giant megacorp, let's say one that had, like, I don't know, a cartoon mouse or something. So there's a little bit of how power works in that sense. So the reason I'm going to use the cunt a million times here, and I do run YouTube, by the way, even when it means my video gets demonetized, because I'll give up $100 for a video to have the enjoyment of calling someone who is a cunt a fucking cunt, because it's a brilliant word. The reason why you're also scared of it and you have to censor it is because you know it's a brilliant word and it's so fucking effective, isn't it? So basically, I used to use that word all the time on Twitter. Fun little side story. I actually had the vice president of fucking like Turner, from Turner Television, like cable TV in America, do a call with me to say like, we've been looking at your Twitter and if you come and work on E-League, sorry, but you're going to have to not use this word. You know, I know over in England, it's got kind of a different meaning. By the way, it doesn't. We're just not pussies, aka cunts. And, you know, but in America, that's that word, it's a very taboo word, you know, has a lot of strong reactions. And I went, and because at the time I thought, well, you know what, if you're going to give up using a word for anything, being on live American TV is not a bad one, is it? Surely you could just go, I mean, at the time I was only doing two seasons, surely you could just go a year without using it. So I thought, okay. And then I even, this is what's hilarious, I never did this, but I even thought, fuck it, I'll make it seem like it's an ordinary request. And I went, yeah, all right, you know what? I reckon I can do that. Anything else? And when I went, anything else? It's like he must have been holding this back, but he thought, oh, fuck it. Yeah. I mean, he wants to know. So he goes, there's also a lot of motherfucker, you know, kind of spread around very liberally. the vice president of the whole network, so straight fire. And then, so what happened was I used to use that word all the time on Twitter, and I learned again how unfair it is. Because, oh, by the way, there is no such thing as fairness in this world. Literally, fairness is something you can choose if you are powerful to exert to people below you that you have power over, but there is no such thing as fairness in the human world. The human world will by definition be unequal. That's even part of the beauty of it, even though there's a dark side that can sometimes be the horror of it, can't it? So I used to use the word cunt all the time on Twitter. Unsurprisingly, not for the fairer sex. But what happened was, even though if you'd called me a cunt, I could report that to you, you'd never get taken down ever. They would never abuse the hate speech towards women clause of the fucking X algorithm. But I did it where a guy who was a mainstream journalist had said something outrageous, like that some like celebrity that had given loads of money to charity, like that didn't matter because he'd done something else, even though the news post was about him giving money to charity. And so I just said something like, oh, you know, like you're a cunt or something. And that literal tweet, under hate speech rulings, this is way back on Twitter in like 2017 or 2018, guys, that actually got my account suspended for a whole like 12 hours. And then it forced me to delete the tweet to unsuspend it. Not even just like a warning, delete the tweet, take the tweet. They suspended the whole account because that journalist was like, I think he might even have been like a BBC journalist. He was one that had the little tick back when it meant that you were verified, like I was as well. But at the time, I hadn't done the verification. It's also one of the reasons I did the verification. By the way, I did my verification before you paid the $8. And by the way, how badly is that thing aged? I'm like, oh, you pay for Twitter. No, Twitter pays me to tweet. I pay them $8. They pay me, I think the minimum's in the $20. It sometimes goes up to $50 a month. So actually, they pay me to tweet. Yeah, how are them apples? You're just here for free, dickhead, with no followers and no interaction. So what that showed me is, just no point using the word cunt, because anyone slightly more powerful than me or with connections could just use it to get my account shut down, couldn't it? So just can't do that anymore. Here's the thing. If you're going to live in Babylon, you got to know their rules. That's how you know, by the way, you don't live in an evil right-wing fascist police state dictatorship like all left-wing people tell you. Because if you did, you wouldn't be allowed to say that the actual like president is a fucking rapist and a lunatic and that he's suppressing everyone. Otherwise, he'd bash your head in. That's what happens in an actual fucking dictatorship, you cretin. So we're going to get into this. There's a lot of fun stuff going on here. What we're going to do is we're going to look at some of the petty grievances. And there's going to be some fun ones here. So, I did a tweet during I Am Cologne. And I said what I think anyone with eyes will be able to see. And by the way, I've been to and in both arenas. The Lanxess, if you don't know, is where I Am Cologne takes place and has since 2015. Even though at ESL, I noticed, was calling it like the cathedral. But then they mentioned 2014 because whoever did their PR doesn't even know the history of ESL. 2014, if you don't know, they were just a hall at Gamescom, which isn't even in the same place and isn't anything to do with the Lanxess. But they're morons also, by the way. 2021 event, that was just in a studio. Wasn't in the Lanxess, was it? The Lanxess is I Am Cologne's home, and the Spordek is that super old Soviet stadium from the USSR times. That's the Katowice one. And if you don't know, you probably think, if you've never been there, that the Spordek is incredible. Oh, it's like the Colosseum. No, because as I point out here, and you'll see the joke, but also the reality, I said the Lanxess looks sick with a normal lens. Because if you actually saw any of the great esports photographers when they took pictures of this event, you'll see that actually they took a picture, just a normal lens, and it just looks incredible because the Lanxess is where you'll have actual like concerts and stuff. I think it can seat something like 18, 20,000. When you put in the screen and you lop the back part off to do an esports event, I think they sell out at 16,000 or something. And they do sell out, by the way. They have an incredible stadium there. The Spordek, I think, caps out at about 8,000 for CS. So notice the difference. That's half the size. So what they do for the Spordek, every single time you see a crowd shot on a website, is it's a fish eye lens to curve and make it look way bigger and all the people way crazier. And it's not. It's actually not that sick. It's just not that sick. And so what I'm trying to point out here is what I've always known to be true. ESL, because of dickheads like Carmack, who can't stop it all being about him being Polish and his mother feeding him pierogi as a child, aka dumplings, a starter in other countries in Chinese culture. And he definitely didn't invent it, did you, knobhead? he has to make it all about being Polish. So he has to go, guys, you all came to the spore deck. Make the fisheye lens enormous. It looks like a lot of people are listening to me. Because he cares so much about me and ESL. For the first like 5 to 6 years, if you just queued up, it was free entry or every day for anyone who just queued up. And the way it's full of you, it shows your passion and the fact that you're on this journey with us. We operated at capacity for those years. And if one person left, another person joined. So actually, if you went outside to get food, you were somewhat fucked and you couldn't get back in. And it's the fact that you've shown a commitment to me, like I've shown a commitment to you. This is what esports is, and you're the greatest fans in the world. Oh, by the way, since your free entry, if you leave and since you get replaced by someone else, you can only eat the food in the venue, and that's like those shitty Polish hot dogs. So enjoy 10 hours of shit Polish hot dogs. See what that does to your fucking digestive tract. Since he used to do that, I've always tried to make the point. ESL, you are German for fuck's sake. Surely you understand that I am Cologne, ESL. One Cologne, it used to be called. Surely you understand that is your best event. That should be your flagship event. Like, that event, by the way, is better than any other event in Counter-Strike history. Fuck majors, fuck Katowice, fuck E-League, fuck everything. That event is easily the best, and you can see, actually, even though I despise the idea a Saudi-owned company plays up the Christian angle of the cathedral, and I despise the idea that as a gag they have actual Catholic confession as the fucking meme, when you would never do that about another major religion except maybe Buddhism. Like, aside from that, I do think it's a dope aesthetic. You obviously do have that Cologne dog, which is one of the fucking dopest things you'll ever see with your eyes, by the way. I mean, you can imagine the sort of fucking electromagnetic thinking those people were fucking working with, straight fire. So I made this joke, didn't I? An obvious joke, but with a good point. The Lanxess looks sick with a normal lens. By the way, I'm supposed to be an enemy of ASL who's biased and a hater. I'm saying the event looks sick. I just said it's the best event in CS. The Spore deck only looks sick with a fisheye lens. Also true. Cologne was always the better event. Enough said. I am. So in comes a little dickhead. Right, I'll show you his tweet first. Then I'll show you who he is. Pro tip. Oh, he's giving pro tips out. Oh, okay. I'm the esports historian, but you give out pro tips to me. Don't take his bait. You just did. You replied to my tweet, which is like semi-viral, has 800 likes and 61k views. Don't take his bait. You are taking my bait. In fact, because if you made that tweet on your account, it wouldn't get any views. That's why you're responding to mine. You're actually, I'm taking a shit and you're rushing to get your lips onto my bum hole to be the first in line for the human centipede. But as it processes through your body, because you've sold your soul, your body's just a device for turning my shit into ESLPR at the end. So then you go, two great events in their own storyline. Now, I know this guy isn't English, but that isn't even fucking English. Two great events, yeah, nailed it so far, in their own storyline. So is the story of the Spore deck that when everyone goes to Poland, is it like playing different games? That, you know, you could play one game, maybe it looks like 16 by 9, and in this game, to be Polish is to be like 4-3, you know, like fucking stretched, fucking like windowed, fully stretched in CS, like, are your eyes on the other side of your head? Like, oh, your storyline's great for this. It's a storyline that you use dishonest methods to make your crowd look bigger. So that would just be a pleb saying that. Just wait till you find out who it is. So first of all, the twat has more people he follows than gets followed by. That's insane already, by the way. Because that means that he's one of those dickheads who actually already got those followers by just following every single person he could and not even all of them followed back. That's embarrassing. Do you want to look at mine? By the way, I used to have 300 followed, but I'm so gangster now. I've got all these mega accounts I follow. I don't give a fuck about esports shit on Twitter anymore. I follow thousands now. Oh, 2,700. Yeah, look at the follow account though. You can have a look at that one. Look at the follow account though. Do I even need to stunt on him? Ah, just flexing by fucking existing. But here's the problem, though. Look what it said in his profile. Fan marketing EFG, right? If you don't know what that means, his job is literally to do PR for fans for the ESL Face It group owned by the PIF, the Savvy Games Group, which is funded by the Public Investment Fund, which is funded by Saudi Arabia directly, the state. So he works for ESL. And he's just coming in, no disclaimer, pro tip, don't take this person's bait. Listen to me, a literal marketing wonk from ESL who is paid by your Saudis. So I thought, you know what, mate? You don't get to talk shit to me without consequence. So I think I taught him a lesson. I said, pro tip, shut the fuck up, shilling, for your company. Because that's all he's doing. How can you ever believe what he's saying is legit? When you're paid by a state that executed 81 people in 2022, look it up. Or I'll give you an even bigger lesson in PR. Because since he wanted to join on to my clout, I just decided I'd do this quote tweet, which was then seen by 70,000 people, now more than the original tweet, and got 500 likes. So what I'm showing him here, and I said, now fuck off, sellout whore. So what I'm showing him is, if you keep fucking with me, mate, I'll use this to make anti-PR for ESL. Like every day, I'll just take your tweet and I'll put it on and I'll put a different stat. I'll say about the women that have gone to prison for 20, 30 years. I'll say about how the Saudis used Twitter to track down a woman in the UK, saying things they considered like dissident material. Then when she came back to Saudi Arabia, they fucking arrested her, put her in prison. I'll tell you what they do to gay people in Saudi Arabia. Every day I'll do that because you fucked with me. And I'll show you, since you work in PR, how PR works. Because when you're the scumbags who are working with the murderers and got all this shit you need to cover up and distract from, don't ever poke the fucking bear when he's someone like me who can destroy you, motherfucker. You bitch made motherfucker. So as I say, now fuck off, you sellout whore. When you take that bag from Saudi Arabia, you can have that bag, mate. You can spend it on all the little trinkets and toys and Star Wars materials and Funko Pops you want and fucking new, fucking, what would it be? Anything. Peanut butter to shove up your ass for further lubrication. Whatever you fucking feel like selling it on. But I'll tell you what you can't do. You can't then come with no consequence and try and act like a normal member of the public and talk shit on me about the event your employers pay you to whore about on the internet. You fucking cretin. So there we go. Took care of him pretty quickly, didn't I? Took care of him pretty quickly. Then there's some more lighthearted ones. It gets funnier as we go. So BO3... it's one of those websites that's come along recently where they try to sort of like summarize drama. Not a bad idea, by the way. As you can tell, I don't do my videos long enough. I didn't have petty grievances back then. And as you'll see, the problem is the context is always lost on the drama. So unless you follow both people, or like me, you're intelligent, you won't know what's going on. You're like, oh, can someone update me? What's Lil Bro mad about? And then you all need it literally, like, digest it. They're just chewing up the meat. And then they're just like you're like a little baby bird. And then they come along and regurgitate it into your mouth. And then you get a little bit of sustenance or drama to keep your little pointless, fucking meaningless life just ticking on 1 second more, don't you? So I did a tweet yesterday. I'll show you the tweet. Let's read the tweet first. Because Messi has just won IM Cologne, both UK players. By the way, Smuja, much better player in theory, not anymore. I said, Smuja had a 2-year head start on Messi and 1.5 times the skill. Because notice how I'm so legit, even when I don't like someone for their personality and think they're a piece of shit. If they're good at something, I don't lie and say they aren't. People like JL just pretend I don't even know anything about CS and have no ability as an analyst and don't get hired because I'm a dickhead or something. That's because he isn't capable of actually higher level thinking. He's acting like an animal just off pure instinct. So I don't like you equals you bad equals everything you do is bad. So I said, Smuja had a 2-year head start on Messi and 1.5 times the skill. Difference is, he was a dickhead then and now. And I know all the stories. By the way, I'll probably do a video on Smuja soon. Whereas Messi assumed multiple roles. Remember, he came into Cloud9 as a support. He's pretty good. He was an IGL and Fnatic. Now he's sort of a support entry. I mean, do you see those entries on fucking Mirage late in the game against Na'Vi? It's one of the reasons they even won the final. Hence, he is lifting the IEM trophy while Smuja watches on stream. Now, if you don't remember, 2-year head start, Messi came round latter part of 2020. Well, in 2018, when this event was called ESL One Cologne, Smuja was in the final. But the problem is, Smuja in all his teams was an annoying dickhead. And so as a result, he either had to bench himself or just got kicked from all the teams. And then all the teams say, oh, we're up now. Hey, what are we doing? Like, let's just play like FPL. And he just, this moron never got it. And that's why almost every team he was in, people didn't like him, didn't get along with him. He got kicked. Sometimes they just messaged me. Sometimes I found out later in the stories. But here's the thing. This story isn't actually even about my tweet. Because you'll see, it's actually about What the fuck are people doing with journalism and quotes? By the way, anytime someone does that, quotes, it means you're quoting what the person said. You could paraphrase it, to paraphrase what he said, and then you can make your own version of it. So let's look at this news article. Because I'm actually going to give you like one thing already. This almost reads like an AI wrote it. So it attempted to understand what I was saying, but spewed out a bunch of nonsense. So, conflict between Smuya and Thorin. I mean, at the moment, it's just between me and me to Smuya. He hasn't responded, has he? Although, by the way, he's a little dickhead. When he's not relevant, he just tries to pop in with a tweet against me. Even though, in real life, he has crying, begged me for forgiveness, and asked me to even get Richard Lewis to unblock him 2 or 3 times. This motherfucker doesn't want to see me in person. He's never been this tough guy he pretends to be. None of them are. But he's even worse. He's a little chav. I think he must be from a council estate. There's no way. I mean, put it this way, his parents should be paid a fucking carer fee to look after him. So whoever the fuck Percival, because he's even done the late speech, he's even ruined, like, what a great name that is. It's obviously a Grail Knight, isn't it? What a great concept. But he's made it Percival. It goes, recently, a discussion between the well-known analyst and commentator Thorin and the professional Counter-Strike player Owen Smuya Butterfield, he is definitely a butterface, isn't he, has been heated in the esports community. The reason for this was Thorin's statement on his Twitter account, then they link it there, where he compared two British players, Smuya and Mezzi. By the way, just a little detail, I like to look in-game and on their Twitter and see how they spell their name. Smuya spells his name, as far as I know, with a lowercase s, so you should actually do that also. Dickheads, this used to happen to me with editors in esports, they'll go, no, but what you do is you capitalise it because it's a name. No, you just write it the way they write it. So that's just how it goes, mate. Thorin noted, this is what's going to get a bit crazy. Thorin noted that Smuya had a 2-year advantage over Mezzi in his development and also had much greater playing skills, right? Okay. I mean, I sort of did do that. You're not that paraphrase is okay so far. Now it's going to get mental. However, according to Thorin, the key difference between them is behavior. You're still fine so far. You're doing a good job interpreting what I said. Are you ready? Smuya, he said, remained the same, quote, arrogant and difficult to work with player he was at the end beginning of his career. Now, that's a quote. Smuya, he said, so I said that Smuya is the same, quote, arrogant and difficult player to communicate. Like, excuse, where is that in that tweet? Can someone explain it to me? I didn't say that. I never said that quote. You just invented that quote right now. What? What are we doing here? Can I just do that, by the way? And as Percival wrote his article about me, he said, and I quote, the thing about all the shit I eat is I like it to have corn in so that I get an extra sort of twangy flavour and rustic fibrous quality so that the shit really passes through and it feels ribbed for my intestines' pleasure. End quote. What are we doing here, mate? Whoever said that? I even tried Googling like Thorin arrogant. I couldn't find it anywhere. Oh, I don't believe it was ever said. Now, I don't know if someone else said that. By the way, I am inferring that, but I don't know if someone else said that, but I never said that. You're doing journalism, pal. What's going on? Where's the editor? It's not even the end of the world, by the way. That is what I would have said. But why are you trying to read my mind, though? What are we doing at this point in time? While Mezzi, despite having less experience, was able to take on several roles in the team and become an example of a true team player. He did, didn't he? By the way, Mezzi is the example of what you want to be if you're a UK player. Smuy is what you shouldn't be. He's had a million chances and he's still fucked it up a million times over. And don't worry, I'll bring that information out to you soon enough. I love this as well. I did a video on my channel about this. Thorin's statement sparked a wave of discussion. Yeah, it's almost like I'm not irrelevant. I sort of do that, don't I? I'm the sort of guy where Simple talk shit to me. It's like the 25th highest point thread in the history of the Global Offensive subreddit, even though it has nothing to do with the kid. And controversy, when they say controversy, what they mean is they disagree with me. So they're trying to, he's controversial, he's divisive. Every single opinion, by definition, is controversial if anyone disagrees with it. But you'd never say Hillary Clinton was controversial. You'd never say Joe Biden was controversial. You'd never say Carmack was controversial. But when it's me, you'll say it, right? Many Twitter users supported his opinion. Okay. Does have 1K likes though, doesn't it? Yeah. Noting that Smuya failed to reach his potential despite the numerous chances given to him. Yeah, there you go. And then he actually just summarises what people said in the thing. Now, what's weird is when you set it up like that, you're normally then going to say, but others thought it was too edgy and he shouldn't have said it that. But he didn't even do it that way. Because what these people, you start out as a LARP when you do any job. You just think of what people are supposed to do and you copy that. This guy's just still learning. I've never heard of him, but he's still just learning. Okay, that's all true. It's all good stuff. So far, Thorin has not given any official comments on Thorin's statement. Smooth, yeah. Official, like he's going to hold a press conference. just a thing on. Thank you for gathering here today. It's been a very hard time for me and my family in the wake of the controversial and divisive comments by Thorin on social media. We have reached out to Elon Musk and his team. We are negotiating some kind of a censorship. Until then, I have one statement to make. I have always played for my teams. I love my teams. I will continue to do so in spite of this intense scrutiny, which I feel is both unfair and uncharitable. And I will now make the following outrageous political statements. Here are some political slogans I heard about the Balkan War, the conflict in Taiwan, and what I think about North Korea as a meme. Oh, sorry, I'm getting a call. Fired again. Oh, we almost got the last player this time. Oh, okay. Can I still have the money? Ah, oh, no money as well. Get my little bindle together. Put my mouse in there. Keyboard. I know, armrest. Get my bindle on the stick. Na 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 na. Da na na na. Na 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 na. Actually, wait a second. Let's get the music. We can actually do the music for Smooyer for this, can't we? I've just realised that. We can actually just put the music up there. Oh, no, I can't, because I'm going to put this on YouTube. So I can't do that actually, guys. Basically, the Lonely Man theme from Incredible Hulk. So, yeah, there's just another one for you. There's a fun one. Right, so then we'll do this today. Oh, by the way, I actually forgot I could show you this about Smooyer. Just can't happen to come out today. So we can just look at that. It's kind of fun. World Edit. The guy who used to be like one of the best AWPers, he was probably like, I don't know, the seventh best AWPer of the world at one point in time, or the fifth or something. He used to play for Blade in Flipside. He told a story. He goes, Smooth, you played with us as a stand-in at iBuyPower Masters 2016. So if you remember, that was the smaller one. It's not the one that was won by Team Liquid, because that was in 2019. It was the smaller one, where it was sort of like tier 2 and 1.5 teams. He was supposed to, I might even been won by Cloud9, I think. He was supposed to play Lurker. I was the AWPer. Well, the problem there is Smooyer, in his brain, would think he's better than World Edit. He wasn't, by the way. We were playing on A, and on the third round, he simply gave up. By the way, shout out, I'm Giwi for the sub. He simply gave up and bought the sniper rifle. just buys a sniper rifle on third round. I told that to Blade, and he simply said, fuck him, let's speak Russian. What a fucking G Blade is though, mate. Because what's great there is Blade knows it would be a waste of time to actually like argue with Smooyer, reason with him, explain why this is unacceptable behaviour for a professional player. By the way, Blade is a fucking bronze medalist at the World Cyber Games, a major in 1.6, and dickhead Smooyer's not even listening. He's buying orbs like it's a fucking nightmare blunt rotation matchmaking game. And you're all stuck on Dust 2 and no one will go in first. This can't just say, I'm getting an AWP too. And then also, yeah, I just fucking love it. I love it. And let's face it, this is the first time in recorded history that a Russian got mad that something, because World Edit is Russian, by the way, a Russian got mad that someone else bought an extra AWP in a game. That's straight fire if you know the history of Russian Counter-Strike or you've ever played matchmaking in Europe. So, right. Then what we're going to do is GL... Right, here's the thing. So far, JL has been able to keep his dick in his pants, metaphorically. Because all he does at the moment is he just tries to, like, banter with me, but he's not that good at it because his main weakness is he's really stupid. He's like a D&D character that put all of his points into, like, impact rounds in big games and clutches. And because he put all his rounds into those, he had to sacrifice all intelligence points. But he was like, you know what? It's worth it, innit? And of course, he wouldn't have any regrets because he doesn't have the intelligence to regret it later. So he is actually a pretty good player. Not for me, a star, superstar player. But I tell you what, if he's your third star player, in the role setup that I've always created, then you're going to have a good chance. I mean, think of that fucking round he was against Mouse. I think they'd probably lose the series if he doesn't win that round. So, JL, there's also another angle I don't see won't address. So, if he ever comes, this is how we'll know if it's gone from banter to more. Because if he ever comes at my head on the other angle, I will take this angle and I will release the information a lot of you don't know. So I already hinted at it just to keep him in line. So at the moment, it's all fun. I love to banter. So if you just want to have a fun back and forth and banter a little bit, then great. At that point, no, I wouldn't say all his points are in lock. He's actually a good fucking player. You don't have to, just because you don't like him like I don't, you don't have to diminish who he is as a player. In the same way as I think it's actually pathetic, he tries to diminish what I do as my job. You should just say you have a shit personality or you're not funny. You can do that if you want. So he always tries to come back at me. Like, one day I'll do a video and show you a bazillion times he's replied to my tweets. I've only ever replied once, which was the one to get him on the slurs thing. So a few hours ago, he goes, he found this thing, a classic thing, where it goes, a man was discovered to be unknowingly missing 90% of his brain, yet he was living a normal life. And then he goes, it all makes sense now, at Thorin, tags me. So he's implying, I'm like someone with 90% of my brain missing, yet I'm living a normal life. Now, the reason that's already on its surface, not that great banter and actually insane, is he's the moron. Like, you might think I'm mean or uncharitable or biased or rude or disrespectful. You can even say I'm unprofessional if you want, if you don't know what that word means. But the one thing you couldn't really say is that of the two of us, he's the smart one and I'm the dumb one, right? That one wouldn't work, would it? In fact, even the juxtaposition isn't particularly funny, is it? So this is where it doesn't work, because the other thing about someone like JL is, on Twitter I can do it all day, but you know what idiots are like. In real life, he would have no chance at all, because as Shaq found out, because my whole thing is impromptu, in the moment, thinking of the line, I don't have canned material, it means that not only can I give a line to you, but even if you quickly came, no, but that's what you are, then I have another line coming straight off the dome. There's a reason I've watched battle rap for 20 plus years. It trains the mind to think of where the angle is to attack. So here's what I did. I did two for you today. Two little jokes. I said, scientists were finally able to calculate the range of JL's IQ. And what I did was, I put up this screenshot that says, Justinus JL Lecavicus, 71 to 88. Now, if you don't know, that would make him so stupid that, like, part of that range, you wouldn't even be able to do things like think of hypotheticals, imagine into the future, very, very simple problem solving. I think actually once you're below something like 80 IQ, you're not even able to do a job. There's not a job in society you can't even shovel shit. The idea is you'd start shoveling, then not understand it, and just throw it onto like the wall or something. Like, you can't do anything at all. Now, this is also a double whammy, because if you actually look at that, it's obviously from HLTV, isn't it? So what am I actually screenshotting there? That is his stat line from the IEM Cologne final that he just lost in incredibly narrow fashion. And being as he was minus 17, he's one of the main reasons they lost the final. Now, what's funny is I thought it was an exceptional final and Vitality played great. So I actually, you won't find a tweet where I really bang on him and say he like shit the bed totally for them. He just didn't do very well in that final. He didn't get any of his real big clutches off generally. It was like he had a couple of rounds maybe early on Dust 2. That's about it. So it's a double whammy. I've just banged him completely, haven't I? Then I did another one. This is a pretty good one too. I said, what do you call it when you finally, because he was in the final, get to see how full of shit a moron like JL is? A colonoscopy. Play my fucking theme music. Yeah, there you go. I could do this all day, mate. I could just do this all fucking day long. Just easy. It's fucking easy work. It's light work. It's light work, homie. So there we go. There's some petty grievances for you. Actually, I could do one more for you. Let's see. You know that team that basically had like a whole thing where a bunch of people like Resort and that were just like, I want to leave. This is fucking shit. It's dog shit here. Right. What happens now is this. You have tiny little orgs. Notice they all follow me. Everyone has to follow. I don't follow them. Why the fuck would I be following them? Who the fuck are they? Shitty little org from Serbia. Mate. You don't want to talk shit to me from the Balkan region. Homie, I'll get in my fucking comedy bag. I'll really hurt those feelings. I won't just give you one of those. I give you two and I'll give you a fucking third burn. All right, cunt. Come at me if you want. So these little twats, they decided, I mean, as far as I know, by the way, they just have to say Serbia because obviously the team's all like fucking Russian players and shit, isn't it? So what happens with these orgs is they all think their social media intern guy who doesn't get paid. All those guys always think that they're the G2 Twitter account and that they're going to smurf on everyone with funny banter. And in doing so, they're going to create like positive engagement and win fans. And everyone's going to love their org like everyone loved G2. Except the problem is they love G2 because that was Carlos's humor and persona. And now you all say for stupid political reasons that you hate Carlos and his persona. So kind of hypocritical there. But what that means is you get some absolute little twat social. And all they do is coming to my replies, like the Kim guy, the Kai guy from fucking ESL earlier on, and they just bait for engagement and hope I engage because they're nothing and I'm everything compared to them. They're basically a fucking ant in the wake of a god becoming, and they try to get some clout off me. So even though their team's in a terrible position and they're sponsored by a company that you can look up a video that Richard Lewis did about, again, I can create anti-PR, you twat. And if you go down, we're going to look at the replies. Look how shit these are, by the way. Hey, yo, banger. This is like some nightmare fuel, like fucking vice president candidate for the Democrats trying to do fucking like the kids speak. Like, yeah, I'm skibbity. You giat? Giat, bitch. Giat. So these are just fucking terrible quality. Look, it's all like this. It's all this. Soon. Gosh, I hope so. W move. Fire, fire, fire. So we already see what utter cretins these people are. Utter cretins. Ha ha. Aurora versus Nine Panda. Ha ha. Ha ha. Just terrible, terrible bait. It's Shova. It's Shova. But here we go. I did a tweet. I said anyone who is incapable of thinking in terms of second and third order effects has no business ever being a leader or given responsibility or power. Because the premise is, if you just do things and you don't think, well, what would the knock-on effect be to the economy, into society, and what would that then mean about a different problem I'm trying to solve, then you are not in a position to be a leader because you can't think in a rational manner and plan correctly. By the way, it's not even an edgy tweet about Counter-Strike, is it? So this moron goes, enough for today, man. Because they're doing that thing of like, hey, little bro thinks he's on the team. She don't even know you, bro. Giat. Giatimus. Enough for today, man. What, enough tweets on the account you follow because you want to see the tweets that you need to reply to because that's your job, but enough so that you can't then reply and get clout. And are you ready? 18 hours ago, it was seen by 153. By the way, I have 390 viewers now. I've just doubled the amount of people that saw this, you fucking moron. And it has 2 likes. 2 likes. Got him! Fucking Employee of the Month award. Employee of the Month award at Aurora GG. I think they also did more replies to me, but I can't handle rolling down this skibbity fucking dog shit thing where they kept replying to me over and over again. So I'd have to go all the way down past all these like fucking absolutely refried memes. Would I? So I don't think I can handle it, boys. I can't handle it.
Hey, it's simple. You're watching Torrent channel. Shut the fuck up, you fucking bitch.
Everyone needs a support network, and mine is of course my Patreon community, the Scrumanati, who in many ways they're the Sonny to my share, saying I got you, babe. So this video and all the others on my channel were kindly supported by the following names: Ahmed Aju, Mac Pugnacho Rakula, Adam Tomlin, Animosity, Jensen Gore, Tosh, Toucan, and you know it. Jerky's Minion, my main man, always going to be referenced, one of the best patrons of all time. Would you like to ask a question in my AMA? Maybe you want to suggest a topic or a guest to see on my channel. Do you want teasers? Find out who the upcoming Reflections and Talk to Thorin interviews are. Maybe you want to do one of those long discussions where you get to set the topics we talk about. Well, if any of these or others appeal to you, put your money where your mouth is. Join the Scrumanati today via the Patreon link in the description box below.